The number of children in this country who don't speak English is soaring, and public schools are increasingly challenged to find the best ways to get them up to speed. Voters in two states, Colorado and Massachusetts, will next month become the latest to decide whether to throw out the current methods and replace them with an English immersion approach. From Denver, Andrea Dukakis has more.
Recess is over, and Inez Dominguez summons her kindergartners. It's time to come inside.
Go sit down quietly on the carpet. Vayan siéntense en la carpeta, por favor.
One student, Roger, doesn't want to sit down, but when Dominguez tells the class it's time for music, there's quiet. They all love to sing.
Hagan las tortillas! Tortillas!
Make the tortillas, she tells the class in Spanish, meaning clap your hands. Dominguez plays a lot of music in class. She says it's one of the best ways to help kids pick up English. She has 10 Spanish speakers in her class, 4 who are bilingual, and 8 English speakers. This election season, Dominguez's class at Greenlee Elementary in Denver, and others like it in Colorado and Massachusetts, are at the center of a critical question. What is the best way for children like these to learn English? This class represents one of many approaches often lumped together as bilingual education. In general, it means children are taught for part of the day in their native language. Critics say students are stuck, often for years, in bilingual classes, and some never learn English. Rita Montero of Denver wants that changed. She heads up the group English for the Children of Colorado.
Today, there are huge numbers of immigrant students who are here living in our city and in this country who are getting a substandard education.
So Montero and her counterparts in Massachusetts are taking their criticism to the voters this November. Their proposal, similar to ones passed in California and Arizona, would channel non-English speakers into a one-year English immersion program. Then they would move into mainstream classes. Waivers could be granted if parents want their children in bilingual programs. Ron Unz, a California businessman who championed that state's initiative in 1998 and Arizona's in 2000, says the concept is pretty simple.
We're talking about switching to a system where young immigrant children are taught English as soon as they start school.
Unz says one only needs to look at the improving test scores in California for proof that English immersion works. But opponents of the measure, like Greenlee Elementary's principal, Josephine Garcia, say the proposal is a one-size-fits-all approach. Garcia says learning the basics of English is one thing. It's another for immigrant students, after just 1 year, to keep up with kids who have spoken English all their lives.
There's a difference between survival English and being able to function academically in an instructional setting.
One part of the initiative that's getting a lot of attention in the Colorado campaign is its legal ramifications. If the measure passes, teachers and administrators who fail to follow it can be sued, fired, and banned from teaching for 5 years. In Colorado, school officials could be sued for up to 10 years and would be personally liable. Unz says that's necessary to make sure people follow the law. And he says the courts would have to find that an educator willfully and repeatedly violated the law and destroyed the education of a child.
If somebody does that, I think it's reasonable that they should be punished, especially if the punishment goes to provide for the education of the immigrant children that they destroyed.
But Principal Garcia says the proposal is treating educators like criminals.
It's going to have everyone on pins and needles, and we're going to lose some good teachers, some very good teachers who have the commitment and are dedicated to work with our students because they don't want to get sued from 10 years down the road.
And at a time when teachers are already in short supply, educators say they fear losing the good teachers they have. As for Ron Unz, he says if the two measures pass, he hopes for similar legislation at the national level. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Denver.